USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Four House Republicans have declared their intent to vote for impeachment when the House takes up the articles on Wednesday. The number three Republican in the House, Liz Cheney, said Tuesday in a statement that she would vote for impeachment and claimed that the president lit the flame of the attack on the Capitol last week. She joins Representatives Fred Upton, John Katko, and Adam Kinzinger, who publicly said they also would vote for impeachment. Michigan Republican Congressman Peter Meyer says he'd prefer to censure the president, but tells Fox News that he is considering the articles of impeachment being circulated.
I think the censure is a strong and appropriate message. Presidential censures are exceedingly rare for them to be brought up and for them to pass. Let's be honest. I think that the appropriate timing for an impeachment is probably after we have had a full investigation. At the same time, looking at the articles that are being presented, there's a reason why I'm strongly considering them.
This is USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.